Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Training camp, we're still trying to figure that out. But, of course, 49ers opening camp this week, all part of Bay Nanza. And Bay Nanza here on 95.7 The Game, brought to you by Pacific Catch, sustainable seafood, West Coast style. Trade deadline tomorrow. But the focus today is the NBA draft, because the NBA draft is today. What are the Warriors going to do? What would you like to see them do? 888-957-9570. D joins us from D.C. on 95.7 The Game. Hello, D. Check that. David in Pleasanton joins us on 95.7 The Game. Boy. Hello, David.
Yeah, hello. So I got a trade scenario for between Memphis and the Warriors. Sounds like Memphis wants to trade. So we give up or try to convince Bob Myers to sign and trade Oubre, the 7th pick, 14th pick, for Steve Adams and Jared Jackson. I don't know if the money would work, but I think it works for both teams.
All right. Jackson, did he just get involved in a little scrape with the law for one thing? And then you got, and I have to double check on that, sign and trades. It's not just a matter of, hey, Bob Myers, hey, you want to do sign and trade? Yeah, you should do sign and trade with Oubre. Yeah, right. It's just not that simple, JD. There's a lot of moving parts there. For one thing, Oubre has to agree to it. And whatever team is involved, the other team, they have to agree to it too. And it's also going to be very, very pricey.
And Oubre, my sense is that he's not thrilled with the way the second half of the year went, where he was, hey, Kelly, we're going to want you to be a bench player. And by the way, we'd love to have you back next year also as a bench player. We think you're a great six man. And Kelly's looking and saying, no, I'm not that kind of guy. That's not me. He's never come off the bench. So, like, KD, he did the club a solid when he agreed to a sign and trade. And that turned out to be a huge solid, because it begat D'Angelo Russell, which of course begat Andrew Wiggins and this now famous Minnesota pick that has conveyed at number 7. But I don't get the sense, JD, that Kelly Oubre would do a similar solid, even if you could work out, you know, some of the machinations.
Yeah, he's not in the business of doing any favors for the Warriors unless it would allow him to get a major bag alert times probably 5. Like, I think Oubre's all about the finances. Like, if Oubre doing a deal coming to the Warriors, hey, let's do a sign and trade, if that means he can get closer to $20 million than closer to $15 million, he'd be all for it in that scenario. But he's not just going to do it to do it, I think, because of the way things sort of ended there. But to me, primary objective number one for Oubre, get the bag. Number two, or maybe 1A, be a starter.
Yeah, as far as the caller also mentioned Steven Adams, and poor Steven Adams at this point, he's a relic, right? I mean, he's pretty broken down. He's not the same player. But Dibs, your point about KD doing the Warriors a solid, which led to D'Angelo Russell, which led to Wiggins, and you glossed over one of the real benefits of all of that, which, of course, was your creation of K-Wigs. I mean, that's one of my, you know, I love the show. Fortunate enough to get to fill in here and there, but I love that bit.
Oh, Kev, I appreciate it, Daddy. But when you have a player come out and hit you for a nice, smooth 6-for-15 from the floor, JD, maybe one of those happened to be a three. Yeah, a couple free throws if I happen to make it by. Three sturdy rebounds and, darn it, one high-quality assist. 16 points and a minus two in a largely ineffectual night at the office. But we had to change the format, JD, of K-Wig, because Andrew Wiggins turned out to be quite militant in the second half, and he started to bring the noise. So it is K-Wig, K-W-I-G, started with soft and warm, and ended with fast and furious, guys.
Yeah.
Good format change for K-Wig.
Well done. Well done, Maple Jordan. All right, 888-957-9570. What do you want to see the Warriors do today? And coming up, I hate to be that guy, but coming up here, what the Warriors are trying to do today and why it's very, very difficult. That is next on Steiny, Guru, and Dibs with Dibs, JD, and Whitey today on Draft Day. Thanks for being with us today on this very special day on 95.7 The Game. The first day of any season, especially baseball season.
Steiny.
Goo!
Steiny!
Now, back to Steiny, Guru, and Dibs, featuring
Master Maximus Whitey Gleason
and John,
that's a problem,
Dickinson on 95.7 The Game.
Yeah, I don't want to brag, but I was on stage with Rush once. Actually, they're just their instruments. I was on stage with their instruments because
I could not care less.
They were not going to be on stage for like 4 hours and you know, hey, who here, you just won free dinner somewhere. Boo, get off the stage. And walking, I was like, hey, there's Rush's instruments. So that's kind of one of my moments of glory here. Whitey Gleason in for Steiny. We got JD in for Guru. This is Steiny, Guru, and Dibs with Dibs, JD, and Whitey today on Draft Day. Draft Day finally here, and the Warriors find themselves in the unusual position. JD, Dibs, it's unusual for a team as good as the Warriors were last year to have the 7th pick and the 14th pick. We'll see what they do with it, but I mean, just looking at that, I mean, to this point, well played, right?
Very well played, and I think it goes back to the point about Kevin Durant and you getting something for KD on his way out the door, which, you know, and credit Bob Myers in the front office for continuing to, you know, kind of flip or flop, so to speak, because you went from KD leaving for nothing. Well, you got a little bit of a sign and trade, and you got D'Lo in, and you knew pretty much that you were going to probably spend 90 days in that house and, you know, fix the windows, maybe put in a new kitchen and sell it, which you did, and you were able to get an Andrew Wiggins, which is a bit of a fixer-upper, you know, big mansion, but needed a lot of work, and you also got this pick, which was kind of like a shed in the back of the back of the property. And that turned out to be something because that's the number 7 pick. So now what can you do with this property? You know, Wiggins, you like it, you keep it, you get the pick, and all of a sudden now you start to build from nothing. You've got something.
And it looks like at this point, Whitey, that trade, the Wiggins trade for Russell, that deal, and you get the 7 pick, like that trade looks like a freaking steal now.
Yes.
And it was all facilitated by Kevin Durant's willingness to help on his way out the door, but that looks like a freaking steal.
Yes, you consider that. You consider what Farhan did to the Twins with Lamont Wade Jr. John Lynch needs to call the Vikings, right? Hey, what do you guys got available? Am I right? Dibs, flip or flop, that's Tarek and Christina, right? Is that the one you're referencing?
I believe so, yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
I think so. And then there's also Love It or List It, which is the other, you know, that's where you got the head-to-head. The one guy.
Are you going to love it or are you going to list it? Yeah.
That's a solid four crides right there.
888-957-9570. What the Warriors are trying to do, if they use the picks and actually pick two players, they're going to try to plug those guys in. It is not easy to do, and it's a little more rare than you might think. We'll look at that in just a moment. But first, back to the phones we go at 888-957-9570. Greg's in Modesto. He's going to share his thoughts with us now on 95.7 The Game. Hello, Greg. What's up? What do you make of the Warriors and this NBA draft?
Hey, you guys, I love the show, but I do have a scenario, and it probably wouldn't happen until the draft starts, but if Book Knight's available, take him at 7, see if Toronto might want to take Book Knight and Wiseman, and hopefully they have Suggs, and see if we can get Suggs, because I'd love to see Suggs on the Warriors.
Hmm. Like it, just don't think, understand where you're going. In my opinion, the Raptors would probably not do that, JD and Dibs.
Yeah, you'd rather have Suggs, right, Dibs, if you're Toronto, and maybe Pascal Siakam and the rest of that roster, as opposed to maybe going full rebuild mode with Book Knight and with Wiseman coming in and maybe somebody else going the other way.
Yes, even if you're going to lose Kyle Lowry, and the indication is that he wants to go elsewhere. Right now, it feels like the first three picks, from what you've seen on Twitter, the first three picks may already be in. It feels like it's going to be Cunningham, then Jalen Green, and then Evan Mobley going number three. So the draft, you know, maybe at number four with Toronto on the clock. And that, to me, is the most interesting possible piece in a trade-up scenario, would be if the Warriors could get to four and they could get Jalen Suggs, because I think he is, I mean, I don't know about Hall of Famer, but he's a real point guard. He feels like the most ready-made as far as point guard player in this draft, and a guy who would fit seamlessly with the Warriors.
Any one of those four, I think, Cunningham and Green and Mobley and Suggs, any one of those four, I think, would be fabulous on the Warriors. Obviously, they're excellent players. According to reports, if we can, you know, put much faith in them, the Warriors are trying to move up to get Suggs, to the caller's point. Mobley, by the way, and we shouldn't waste a lot of time on it because he ain't coming here, and they got Wiseman. Mobley, JD, from what I've seen, Mobley on the Warriors, he would be an excellent fit, but it's just not to be.
Yeah, not meant to be, and a fit. Like, I have him higher than Wiseman, just
skill
set, ability
Absolutely.
To come in. Like, I think he's going to wind up having a better career than James Wiseman will. But there is no player, just forget about can the Warriors get him, because I think we all agree they can't. There is no player that would be a better fit in this entire draft for the Warriors than Jalen Suggs. He would be absolutely perfect to come in and play right away, and also Dibs, transition into a future face of the franchise beyond the prime years of Steph, Clay, and Draymond.
Yeah, we talked to Seth Greenberg earlier today, and he was talking about players who have command of the game at the college level, but also are winners, high IQ guy, and that's what Jalen Suggs is. And even in the Baylor Blitzkrieg in the national championship game, he was the first one to kind of figure it out, to, you know, get used to that tempo and that level of intensity, and he turned out to have quite a good game, and his tournament run was incredible. But to your point, Whitey, I don't think in any scenario he slides from four, and if he does, he doesn't get past five. And, you know, I don't know how Toronto, if it does go Cunningham, Jalen Green, and then Mobley, I don't know how Toronto doesn't pick him at four. So maybe the draft then honestly starts at number five with Orlando on the clock, because Orlando could go a number of different directions, including going to Kuminga.
Which
Kuminga or Scotty Barnes at that point, right? They project to be the next two, Whitey. Sorry to jump you.
No. We're good. Which pick or picks would you be celebrating? Would you be jumping up and down over 888-957-9570? Let's talk to Chris. Chris joins us from San Jose, 95.7 The Game. Chris, what's up?
Hey, what's going on, guys? How you doing?
Good. What do you got on your mind today?
I wanted to briefly, there's so many different things looking at the roster. I look at our roster, I think we only have eight guys that are really NBA players, and I'm excluding somebody like Damian Lee, because, look, we want to win a championship. When push comes to shove, we got to stop having guys like Damian Lee, Quinn Cook, Ian Clark. We can't have those guys on the bench anymore. So ideally, you know, with only eight NBA players on the roster, you could use both of those picks, get a backup guard, you know, maybe a wing. Obviously, if everything was perfect, we'd get Suggs, like you guys are saying, but that's, you know, unlikely to happen unless we move up. You look at the bigs on the roster, you got Looney, who can't stay healthy, Wiseman, who's young, but then look at the free agents. Who's out there? You got 30 teams vying for Robin Lopez, Serge Ibaka, Cody Zeller. I mean, is Cody Zeller really the third best unrestricted free agent center if you look at it? Maybe. So, you know, another variable is if Klay Thompson was healthy last year, I think we could have made a run. I mean, there's so many different variables. It seems like we're really far away because we need at least three pieces. But if you get a healthy Klay back running 20, 25 minutes, consistent Jordan Poole, I mean, I still think they're really just a backup big and a facilitator away. And please, 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 can we stop talking about trading Andrew Wiggins for Bradley Beal, who can't even win more than 25 games in the Eastern Conference outside of this year? He doesn't play defense. He doesn't have intangibles outside of, all right, I can go get you a bucket. But what does that really matter when he's undersized on the other end of the floor? I know that's a lot to take in, but I'll just kind of take your guys' opinion off air. Love the show. Thank you. Have a good one.
Thank you, Chris. Great call. Very, very good call. Speaking of size, I'm kind of hoping the Warriors maybe end up with Baines, Aaron Baines, who famously said,
"You merely adopted the dock. I was born in it."
So I think he would be a good fit size-wise.
No, Spadone?
What?
No, his no. Bane? Oh, wow. I thought that was... Yeah, I laughed.
How many
cried.
You give
I
me, Dibs?
Good. I gave you a solid four cries. That was good.
Wow.
He muffled it. He nasaled it.
Snuck
he nailed
it in,
the line.
You know, yeah. Snuck it. Didn't see it coming.
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't like any of it, to be honest with you.
Wow. Okay.
It's
that's
what
it's going to be here. It certainly is. To Chris's point about Beal, yeah, the latest Chris on Beal, as you may have heard, this is from Bleacher Report. Beal still weighing his future, but looks like he still may choose to remain with the Wizards for now. By the way, if he doesn't, if Beal between now and the draft tonight decides, hey, you know what, I want out of here, there's a really good chance that the Warriors wouldn't even have the best deal. So you probably don't have to worry about that Wiggins for Beal trade. I would still think that the Warriors would be better next year if they did that. Just doesn't look like it's on the board at all, Dibs.
No, and I think you make a good point about the other teams and the other suitors maybe having a better package for Beal than what the Warriors would offer, because ultimately it'd be, you know, if it's 7-14 Wiggins and Wiseman, that's a lot to give up. But if you're getting that back, well, Wiseman's a question mark and Beal's better than Wiggins. So now I'm hoping 7-14 become players that can make an impact to make up the difference between what I'm getting and what I'm giving up.
Yeah, to me, that's just a non-starter at this point. It's just far too much to give up. And yeah, there is the potential for them to not even have the best deal. I've been off of that deal for a while, but I still think the Warriors need to try and be as active as they possibly can, Whitey, in trying to see who maybe comes available that we aren't talking about. Some of these nails. Yeah. Is there somebody that's not Beal or Lillard or Siakam or, you know, maybe Miles Turner or Marcus Smart or somebody like that comes available again?
Doesn't Steiny love Miles Turner? Isn't Steiny a really big Miles Turner guy? Huh. 888-957-9570. Let's go to Randy in San Jose on 95.7 The Game. Randy, what's up?
Hey, what's up, guys? I would really love someone like a Pascal Siakam, but unfortunately, I think we have to give up too much for him, and I would love to put him at the four and Draymond the five and play that small ball and keep Wiggins. I think we're our best when we're playing small ball. So I think what we should do and what's best for our team and for the future is to keep these draft picks, draft, get some depth, and hopefully pick up some veteran free agents, hopefully two out of three, like Andre Iguodala. Rudy Gay is still really good. He could play the five or four, or Nicholas Batum. What do you guys think about that?
Yeah, thanks, Randy. I know the Warriors were, well, they wanted to be on a Nikola Batum last year. Rudy Gay, I know we talked about Rudy Gay earlier, and JD's a little higher on Rudy Gay than I am. I'm not sure where you are, Dibs. But to the caller's point, yeah, Siakam, when I first heard about Siakam, hey, maybe he's available, is coming off an injury. I thought, okay, you might be able to get him for less. I was very excited by that, but the more you think about how it would have to work, and you'd have to give up Wiggins and so much to get Siakam, that it just wouldn't make sense. It's like you wouldn't improve. You got to make a trade that improves you, and you'd give up so much to get Siakam, you might not be as good as you were when you made the trade. So unfortunately, no deal. But that also speaks, does it not, to the fact that Wiggins was a very pleasant surprise last year.
In the second half, absolutely. And not only in his effort, but his fit and his durability. He played all but one game, and he could have played in that one game that he didn't. And that, I think, has extra value when you look at Klay Thompson and the uncertainty of, you know, how much he'll be able to play. 82 games this year, and Klay's normally 35 minutes a night. Well, this year, you're probably thinking for Klay Thompson, if I can get 60 games and 25 minutes a night, that to me, JD, would feel like found money. If Klay Thompson can play a grand total of 1,500 minutes as opposed to his usual 2,500 minutes, I think, honestly, that's what you're looking at as far as, you know, going into the playoffs.
That's a great number. I love that number for Klay Thompson. I think the Warriors would sign up for that today. As far as some of these wing players, I think they will try to be in on Batum again. I think they'll try to be in on Rudy Gay. The question there will be, do those two players view the Warriors as close enough to being able to contend for a championship to where they'd be willing to come? I don't know where you guys are on this name, and the caller mentioned it. I would be completely out on Andre Iguodala at this point in time. I know a lot of Warriors fans would love it. I'm sure the Warrior media contingent would give it a standing ovation. Great to have Iguodala back in the mix. I would be completely out at that point. More open-minded at the minimum, but like, no way I'm allowing Iguodala to take any chunk of that mid-level exception, Dibs.
Based on his lack of productivity. Offensively now, he's gone from a reluctant shooter to a non-shooter.
It's over. Yeah, it's over at that point. And look, you can talk all you want about intangibles, Whitey. This team's not good enough in other areas to offset the deficiencies in Iguodala's game the way that they were in the championship days.
You say you're completely out on Iguodala. If possible, I'm even more out on Iguodala than that. But I think the Warriors recognize that. I'm sure he does too. And you can understand for really, you think the front office, you think the basketball ops people maybe are thinking, hey, you know what?
You got to go higher than the front office, maybe to the top office.
Really?
When you talk about, you know, players who give you the warm and fuzzy feeling, the memories, Barbara Streisand, of what Andre Iguodala brought to you, and the fact that he's a great guy, he's a franchise favorite, and if you could bring him in for the vet men, even if he's, you know, not that impactful, what do you think, Kyle?
I think that if Steph Curry and Draymond Green want Andre Iguodala to be a Warrior next year, he's going to be a Warrior next year.
Oh, my God.
And they probably do. I would say, to that point, I would say if they probably would want him to be. And I think Steve Kerr would probably want him to be a Warrior next year. So I don't think as much as I would be against it, I actually think there's a relatively decent likelihood that it happens.
I agree with you.
At the minimum.
I think if you look at Rudy Gay or Andre Iguodala, if both players are in that vet min category, even though Rudy Gay has more left than Iguodala, Iguodala much more likely to be a Warrior than Rudy Gay.
That would be terrible. 888-957-9570. Casey joins us from Marin on 95.7 The Game. Casey, what do you make of this NBA draft and what the Warriors may do?
Oh, I'm like a child at Christmas. I'm giddy with excitement. Let's just get Iguodala out of the way. Too old, too done. Take is this: Warriors are in a unique situation where, as a result of injuries, they are out of title contention, but close to title contention based upon certain players on their roster. But they're also depleted. And while I love Steph Curry, the name on the jersey in front is much more important than the name on the back of the jersey. So the Warriors need to rebuild and reload with young players that they get either the draft or via trade. No one over 30 should be traded for. You must look for the future. We've got some fun left and some excitement out of the current players, and we can build around them. But you can't mortgage the future. The name on the front is so much more important than the name on the back. Go Dubs. Let's figure out a way to get Jalen Suggs and just ride the tidal wave to 5 or 6 more rings. Have a great day, gents.
Five or six more.
Appreciate
that's
your listening.
All. buried the lead
appreciate
there, Whitey.
You listening very much. You can't do what he's describing, though, and I understand, and obviously he knows what he's talking about. That's kind of what they were doing early last year, right, guys, where they brought in Wiseman, and we're developing Wiseman for the future, and we're trying to win as many games as we can, and that's essentially the philosophy that Clay and Steph and Dre came in and said, nope, we can't do that. You can't be at cross purposes. You can't be developing your young players no. while you're trying to win. So you got to do one or the other. And it is so rare to have players of the caliber of Steph Curry and Klay and Draymond. When you have them, which obviously you do, you have to try to maximize that window. So it's not time yet to, oh yeah, let's start getting some young players. I just don't think that's the smartest approach for this team. And you always make this comparison, JD. I still think the Warriors want to be and need to be the Lakers more than they need to be the Spurs.
Yeah, Steph Curry showed that he has enough left in the tank in this 2020-2021 pandemic season that you're optimistic that he can play at an MVP level for at least another year, if not two, if not, as Dibs alluded to earlier, three. And so you're just that alone is enough to say you have to try and take advantage of him playing at that level and try and see what the highest end of that team can potentially have.
And that's what they've basically intimated privately to the front office too, Steph and Draymond and Klay to a lesser extent. Mm-hmm. I love the quote from Bob, I think, yesterday, like, Klay doesn't usually get too involved in in the pre-draft stuff. Not to say he doesn't care, but it's, he's happier with Rocco or on his boat. So I think that the vets have intimated that same notion of, look, we need somebody to help us now. Did you see the end of the year where we were going, eight deep? We were playing three guys off the bench, if that. And at times, JD's right, it became a seven-man team. I thought I was watching the movie Hoosiers for a minute there where they were going to go put Ollie in late in the ball game because they were running out of bodies. So there's definitely a sentiment that you need to get help immediately.
888-957-9570. Let's wade into Walnut Creek where Miley has some thoughts. Miley, you're on 95.7 The Game. Happy draft
Miley.
Day, Miley.
Nice.
Yeah.
Hey, guys.
What you got for us, Miley? Hello.
Hey, fantastic show. I have to say, I friggin' love Dibs and always have with a passion. I just want to start out with that. But when talking about Beal or a big move, I think what might make more sense and some things we've kicked around is like a third team involved. And Beal is reportedly great friends with Tatum. I think the Celtics really want to make a move for him, especially when he becomes a free agent. But if the Warriors could get in on a three-team deal, because once Beal's gone, the Wizards are going to go full rebuild, and they're going to go young. So I think if we could coax Jaylen Brown and Marcus Smart out of the Celtics, Beal to the Celtics, and all the young packages go to the Wizards, that might be something that could be out there. And I think for any big deal the Warriors might think about doing, a three-team deal probably makes more sense.
Thank you, Miley, and that's very kind what you had to say about Dibs, but you said that it might be out there. That's definitely out there. What you just described, that is way out there, primarily because Beal is, as far as we know, he's not even asking out. So a lot of moving parts there. Appreciate that you spent some time on that, but I don't think that's happening, JD.
Well, I'm sorry, JD, but I'm going to have to take up for my guy out in the creek who, the
he
feelings
loves
you, mutual. Dude. Feelings yeah. mutual, I got to tell you, Miley, without a doubt. And your Wade Miley was an incredible accidental pun, which, unless you did it on purpose, and then you get less credit. I like that three-team notion. I don't know if Washington would send Beal to a division rival like that, but those two players, JD, if you could get in, again, we're into hypothetical mode with the draft
sure.
about 4 hours away, but if you could get those two players from Boston, how would they fit on this team, even if you had to part with Wiggins and Wiseman?
At that point, I think you'd be looking to do it. I think
yeah.
At that point, you'd say, all right, I'm all in. Because to me, for as much as we've talked about the stars, those are the kinds of players in reality that the Warriors would want to have to – those are the players they need. Young, prime, rotation players right now that have some chops and have some experience.
NBA draft coverage continuing all day here on 95.7 The Game. Damon Radokolsky today going to be coming to you from Chase Center where JD and I,
that guy.
Yeah, we spent some wonderful times there. I know you've spent a lot more time there than I have, JD. Anyway, Damon Radokolsky going to have Bob Myers at 2:30. Woo, whatever's going on, you know Bob Myers is going to be spilling the beans to Damon Radokolsky. Kirk Lakob at 3:30. They'll have other guests as well. Plus, they're going to bring you the Warriors picks live, and they'll be first with any breaking news. And then tonight, in with Covey and Vallejo's own Shamari Block, Nick Friedell's going to be in there. So, yeah, to find out what's going to happen, to find out what is happening, and to find out what it all means, make sure you're with us all day long here on 95.7 The Game. Here's what's coming up. Have the Warriors ever gotten anybody very good at 7 or at 14? We'll look at some famous and infamous Warrior draft bargains and busts next as our draft day coverage continues. Steiny Guru and Dibs with Dibs, JD, and Whitey today on 95.7 The Game.
Now, back to Steiny, Guru, and Dibs, featuring
Creepmeister Maximus Whitey Gleason
and John,
that's a problem,
Dickinson on 95.7 The Game.
Special draft day edition of Steiny, Guru, and Dibs. And don't worry, Steiny and Guru, back Monday, Dibs. And oh my goodness, the sports landscape, they're not going to recognize it after the trade deadline and the draft tonight.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
I have to just sit down with those guys and explain everything that went down during their absences.
Yeah, fortunately, my guys are so locked in that there's not going to be any hand-holding. There's not going to be any spoon-feeding. They're going to hit the ground running with all of the goings-on, especially as it pertains to tonight, because all expectations are Cade Cunningham, you go one, yeah. Jalen Green, two, Evan Mobley, not Katino Mobley, but Evan Mobley goes three, and then maybe the draft begins after that. The wild nature of the draft with trades and move up and move down and all the rest of it. So I'm looking forward to a full Monday recap of all the action. And by the way, by the time we get to Monday, the trade deadline will have passed for Major League Baseball, and already a sense that Max Scherzer, who got the win in the opener today of a doubleheader, he may have pitched his last game in Washington.
Yeah, it's incredible when you look at everything going on, and storylines are going to filter out from 49ers training camp in addition to everything that's going on with the Warriors and with the Giants and the big trade deadline ahead. I mean, the Warriors have the potential. I mean, this could be, and this is why I'm so excited, a transformative day for the Golden State Warriors. This could be a day that alters the course of history for this franchise and propels them forward or even backward, depending upon what they do for the next decade.
Yeah, 888-957-9570. What would you like to see the Warriors do? What do you expect them to do? What move or moves would you be celebrating on the text line? Oscar says, whoever the Warriors get with picks 7 and 14 better do more than what Dibs did during the basketball scene in Flubber? Well, that's kind of a... That's like a flagrant two right there, Dibs. I don't know.
It's are you wrong? Right? It's flat wrong. And, you know, what they don't show you is in the first half when my team, we were down 57-3, JD, but I hit the only three in that first half. They cut it, of course, that was on the cutting room floor. And then coming out in the second half, I gave water to my teammates. I dished out a couple of towels. And if you watch closely, you see me constantly preening and careening for airtime, and that you cannot teach. You see my head pop up like a whack-a-mole at least two or three times to make sure the camera can see the big fella.
John,
okay, Dibs.
John in Berkeley on the text line says Whitey's Bane was hilarious. All right, yes, Bedoni, the judges were not impressed. I appreciate it, John in Berkeley. Thanks for listening. From the 925, okay, yeah. Why is everyone dismissing these picks? Giannis win at 15, Curry win at 7. So if Bob can do his homework, he can get two players as good as these guys, right? Please address this. Thank you for your time from the 925. There you go, JD. I think we may have touched on that earlier this week. That's how a lot of people see it. Wow, you look at some of the players who've gone 7, some of the players who've gone 14. The Warriors have chances to get Hall of Fame players here, right?
Yeah, they do, but the likelihood of that is not very likely, to put it bluntly.
Right.
And look, regardless, and I think Bob Myers is going to be held accountable from this fan base as if the Warriors have the number one pick in the draft. Let's be honest, because you can't tout your franchise as being light years ahead of all the other franchises and then miss the playoffs for 2 years and then not, if you make the picks at 7 and 14, come up with players that are really good. Forget about superstars, but players where the converse, like if the players that the Warriors pick come April, we're talking about, didn't quite fit, not quite ready. For any circumstances, this Warriors front office is going to be taking a lot of heat. It in some ways, Dibs, doesn't matter what they do today, but it better work. Otherwise, they're going to be held to the fire.
Absolutely, especially when you look at their history, their own unique history at 7 and 14. We know that they took Steph Curry in 2009 at number 7, and that bar might be a little bit high for your expectations this year, but Harrison Barnes was a number 7 pick. What if you could get a player of his level of professionalism and his caliber at number 7? And the team also, their history at number 14 mixed as well. Troy Murphy in 2001, who had a good but not spectacular career, obviously, and then Anthony Randolph in 2008. So if you could just come away with Harrison Barnes and Troy Murphy type players, you'd feel pretty good about that.
How about this, Dibs, JD, dear listener? With the 14th pick in the 1989 NBA draft, the Golden State Warriors select Tim Hardaway.
Whoa.
Yeah. Sean Kemp was there at 17, but the Warriors with number 14 and 89, Tim Hardaway with the 40th pick in the 2005 NBA draft. I know they're not picking 40th, but with the 40th pick in 05, Monte Ellis with the 40th pick. Yeah.
That's a hell of a pick.
Yeah, it is, isn't it? 1992 with the 24th pick, the Warriors select Latrell Sprewell.
Okay.
Joke artist.
Yeah, I mean, he was a real artiste at it, too.
Yeah.
That was just a one, he choked me, Kev. That's one of my favorite. When you do your PJ, PJ telling Whitey about what happened that afternoon is one of my favorite underrated impressions that Whitey does.
Oh, we'll have to do it another time. I couldn't take it. Bad grade from Spadoni.
Choke artist.
888-957-9570. Ray Joint. Oh, yes, JD. Yes, sir.
No, we can get to the call. I do have a question with respect to Dibs, because Dibs said, hey, if you get Harrison Barnes and you get Troy Murphy, you'd be happy about that. I wonder if Warriors fans, and maybe we can get to it after this call, I'm curious if Warriors fans would actually be happy with that, because my initial reaction was, yeah, I don't know that Warriors fans would be happy with Harry B, as he was glossed by the end of 2016, and Troy Murphy, who was underwhelming, I think, overall, and a part of a pretty bad era of Warriors basketball.
Yeah, by the way, I think Zach Lowe, Dibs, I'm sorry, I think Zach Lowe just put together a scenario through which Harry B would be back with the Warriors. I didn't even read it. I was like, nah, I ain't touching that.
I think he gets a bad rap, and his best years were those years with the Warriors, right up until and maybe including the NBA Finals, where he got a little bit exposed. His three-point shot, his corner three became a real problem. That's a problem. But by and large, he's been a good NBA player, and he was a good Warrior while he was here. I think he gets a little bit of a bad rap. And had KD never come here, if that never went down, the two of the titles, he'd be a lot more revered than he is, I think, because, you know, his replacement, quote-unquote, is one of the best players of his generation, and they went on to win two chips after Harry B. left the building.
I would disagree with that, and you may be right, but I would strongly disagree because, as you said, he was exposed in those finals against the Cavs, and then after that, he went to Dallas, and he was further exposed, and they gave him too much money, and he went to Sacramento, where he's had some ups and downs. I just don't think he's that good. One more before we get back to the phones here on some Warrior draft bargains. Draymond, 35th pick in 2012. Do you guys, and I didn't realize this till I looked it up, you know who went 39th 2012? Draymond Green goes 35th.
You got to Google it.
39th.
Nikola Jokic.
Chris Middleton.
Oh.
Wow. How about that?
That's crazy.
A pretty good pick. Yeah, that's a pretty good pick. He had a pretty good. He's having a pretty good offseason here. 888-957-9570.
I'm sorry. Second round picks are, you know, if there's 30 second round picks, usually about five of them turn out to be legit NBA rotation guys. It seems like, and I've always thought, oh, they should do three rounds of the NBA draft. Well, second round picks, JD, barely even can crack rotations.
Yeah, they are few and far between. You just hope that you can get somebody that has the work ethic to build himself into that kind of player. But typically the intangibles, are not enough to overcome some of the physical slights that a lot of the times lead Whitey, those players, to move down
right.
the list.
Sure. They used to do, what, 9-10 rounds? I mean, Tony Gwynn was drafted. I think Dave Winfield was drafted in the NBA draft. They used to have many, many rounds. Let's go to Ray.
Eight rounds. Steve Kenilvort, who played high school ball with my brother. The high school formerly known as Drake High School, Archie Williams High School, played at Santa Clara. And I believe he was an eighth-round pick of the Warriors, tore out his knee, never could go on and play for the Dubs. But one of those cool footnotes where,
sure.
And I think they should expand it and, you know, make those drafted players more a part of the G League fabric instead of just signing guys off the street.
888-957-9570 on this draft day. Let's go to Ray in Fairfield on 95.7 The Game. Ray, who do you think the Warriors need to draft?
I say they trade the 7-14 and go ahead and grab Suggs and stop playing. But real quick, the only person we want less than Harrison Barnes back on the Warriors is Aaron Bang. For sure.
Man.
All right.
That's going to be a tough one for you to swallow, Whitey. You may want to put some salsa on that as you eat it. For sure. You got hit with a for show.
Well done.
Yeah, it's like a night-night on the way out the dough for show.
Look, they need bigs, right? Last year, and I think JD addressed that. Yeah, they could use some size. He's probably available, and I wanted to try the stupid voice. All right, so that's those three things. That's I'm guilty, guilty, guilty. Yeah, he could be a fit. Yeah, he may be available. I wanted to see what happened, and it was a bad decision. It blew up in my face. I just wanted to see if I could work the voice in. 888-957-9570.
Well, and Warrior fans never forget, and Whitey, yeah, we were sitting right next to each other when it happened. I mean, Aaron Baines falling on Stephen Curry, and the 2019-20 Warrior season on October 30th was night-night.
Yes, it was. Eric in San Francisco, 95.7 The Game. Eric, what is the key to draft success for the Warriors tonight?
Yeah, how you doing? I think they should leave Wiseman alone, and I think they should go after big guys like Zaza Pachulia, like Bogut, like West, you know, that can help you 1-2 years, and then you can move on. But leave Wiseman alone. Wiseman going to be superstar for us. Thank you.
Thank you, Eric. I was going to ask what he thought of maybe he's talking about those bigs like Aaron Baines maybe fits the bill if you're talking about a Zaza Pachulia type player.
Your fixation is becoming more of an annoyance than I thought it would, quite frankly.
All right, fair enough. We move on to JJ in San Jose. Hey, hey, JJ, you're on 95.7 The Game. How you doing, JJ?
Hey, what's up, guys? Thanks for taking my call. You know, it's crazy. Right now, I think the Warriors are in between a rock and a hard place. If they give up the farm to go after one player, there's a good chance, even though I really believe in the guy, I believe in Curry, I believe in Green, I don't want to end up like the Clippers right now. How they give up everything, and they don't even make it to the conference finals in the 2 years that they made those big moves. Granted, they made it to the playoffs and we didn't, but let's put the rat on the table. We're feeling the way we feel because we couldn't get out of the play-in round. And the reason we couldn't get out of the play-in round is because our two best players turned the ball over like 30 times and gave the game away. Both games were close. So I do believe we're not that far away like most people think. Klay coming back, I think they need to draft two scorers. You know, if they get your guy from Gonzaga Dibs, I forgot his name, but the shooter, I'm okay with that because if we keep Wiseman, last year was the year of the big man. Most of the best players in the NBA were big men last year. Keep him, get some scores, and run it back because we ain't that far.
Thank you. Corey Kispert would be the aforementioned big man from Gonzaga who can shoot it. Seth Greenberg, who joined us earlier, called him an elite shooter in our league. So that would be a piece. That would be a player. Maybe they go to Wagner and Kispert as the two picks, or maybe it's Davion Mitchell and Wagner. It'll be really interesting to see how it all shakes out and whether or not Bob Myers and company can turn these two picks into...
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular-season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.